Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches several development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees at Jodhpur in Rajasthan, says these projects will strengthen regional economy, create new employment opportunities and give new energy to tourism sector. Prime Minister to lay a foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 12,600 crore rupees at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh this afternoon. Madhya Pradesh government announces 35% reservation for women in government jobs. At Asian Games in China, India's medal rush continues with a gold medal in mixed doubles event of squash and archery compound women's team event. Country's overall medal tally sails past 80. And in cricket, men's ODI World Cup kicks off in Gujarat. Opening match between England and New Zealand underway in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees across various sectors at Jodhpur and Rajasthan today. The projects unveiled by the Prime Minister today include the foundation stone for a 350-bedded trauma centre and critical care hospital block at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Jodhpur and 7 critical care blocks under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across the state. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for the development of the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport to be built at a cost of 480 crore rupees. He dedicated to the nation IIT Jodhpur campus an upgradation of the infrastructure at Central University of Rajasthan. He also laid the foundation stone of multiple road development projects and dedicated 2 other rail projects. Prime Minister Modi flagged off 2 new train services in Rajasthan, including a new train, Runicha Express, connecting Jaisalmer to Delhi, and a new heritage train connecting Marwar Junction to Khamli Ghat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that Rajasthan is a state where the glory of ancient India is visible in the country's valour, prosperity and culture. He said it is important that Rajasthan, which represents India's past glory, should represent India's future as well. He said it is possible only when, from Mewar to Marwar, the entire Rajasthan scale new heights of development and modern infrastructure is built in the state.
राजस्थान प्रकृति और पर्यावरण से प्रेम करने वाले लोगों की धरती है. गुरु जम्बेश्वर और वैष्णवी समाज ने यहां सदियों से उस जीवन शैली को जिया है जिसका आज पूरी दुनिया अनुसरण करना चाहती है. हमारी इस विरासत को आधार बनाकर आज भारत पूरे विश्व का मार्गदर्शन कर रहा है. मुझे विश्वास है हमारे ये प्रयास विकसित भारत का आधार बनेंगे और भारत विकसित तभी होगा जब राजस्थान विकसित हो. हमें मिलकर राजस्थान को विकसित बनाना है.
The Prime Minister said central government is working for the development of rail and road infrastructure in Rajasthan as well as for rapid development in every sector.
विकास की बुलंदियों को छुए यहां आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर निर्माण हो. बीकानेर से बाड़मेर होते हुए जामनगर तक जाने वाला एक्सप्रेसवे कॉरिडोर, दिल्ली मुंबई एक्सप्रेसवे राजस्थान में आधुनिक और हाईटेक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का उदाहरण है. भारत सरकार आज राजस्थान में हर दिशा में चहुदिशा में रेल और रोड समेत हर क्षेत्र में तेज गति से काम कर रही है.
Mr. Modi emphasized that the projects launched today will give impetus to strengthen the regional economy as well as create new employment opportunities while also giving new energy to the tourism sector in the state.
जहां प्राचीन भारत के गौरव के दर्शन होते हैं जिसमें भारत के शौर्य समृद्धि और संस्कृति झलकती है. कुछ समय पहले जोधपुर में G20 की जो बैठक हुई उसकी तारीफ दुनिया भर के मेहमानों ने की. चाहे हमारे देश के लोग हो या विदेशी पर्यटक हो हर किसी की इच्छा होती है कि वो एक बार सन सिटी जोधपुर देखने के लिए जरूर आए.
The Prime Minister said AIIMS and IIT in Jodhpur have started working together new possibilities in the field of medical technology. He said this will also promote medical tourism.
आज रोड और रेल की जिन परियोजनाओं को शुरू किया गया है उनसे विकास के इस अभियान को और गति मिलेगी। मुझे जैसलमेर दिल्ली एक्सप्रेस ट्रेन और मारवाड़ खामली घाट ट्रेन को हरी झंडी दिखाने का भी सौभाग्य मिला है। आज यहाँ रोड के 3 प्रोजेक्ट का भी शिलान्यास हुआ। आज जोधपुर और उदयपुर एयरपोर्ट के नए पैसेंजर टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग का शिलान्यास हुआ है। इन सभी विकास कार्यों से इस इलाके की लोकल अर्थव्यवस्था को बल मिलेगा।
Late in the day, Mr. Modi will reach Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation several development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports the Prime Minister will also perform Bhumi Pujan of Virangna Rani Durgavati Samarak or Udyan.
Virangna Rani Durgavati Samarak or Udyan will be built in Jabalpur in an area of 21 acres at a cost of about rupees 100 crore. In this, a 52 feet high statue of Rani Durgavati and a museum showing the history of Gondwana region will be built. Along with this, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the lighthouse project of Indore. More than 1000 families will benefit from this project of 128 crore rupees under the PM Awas Yojana Urban. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for several road projects at a cost of around rupees 4,800 crore and inaugurate railway projects at a cost more than rupees 1,850 crore. With Surbhi Tiwari, Prashant Sharma, Akashwani News, Jabalpur.
In Sikkim, the death toll following devastating flash flood has mounted to 14, while around 102 people are reported to be missing. The flash floods were triggered by the sudden glacial lake outburst over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim in the Teesta River in Lachen Valley yesterday. The search and rescue operation for the missing persons continues in the marooned areas of the state. The troops of the Tri Shakti Corps are extending medical aid to civilians and tourists stranded in the areas of Chung Thang, Lachung and Lachen in North Sikkim. Talking to Akashvani News, the commandant of the 2nd Battalion of NDRF Gurminder Singh said additional troops will be sent soon in the flood-ravaged areas of Lachung to help in the rescue operations.
Team rescued 7 live victims and recovered 3 deceased victims, and subsequently till now we have evacuated 169 victims. There are 4 NDRF teams which are deployed. Resultantly, this lake outburst. One, I said, the Pakyong team, which is operating in Singtham. Then 3 teams from NDRF RRC Siliguri were mobilized. So we have right now 4 teams on ground.
After the deluge in Sikkim, the flood situation has started worsening in different pockets of northern West Bengal. The worst affected areas are Darjeeling and Kalimpong in the hills and Jalpaiguri and Alipurduar in the plains of Terai and Duars regions. The situation is reported to be critical in 3 districts of North Bengal, namely North Dinajpur, South Dinajpur and Kuch Bihar districts, as the Teesta River started swelling. 3 floating bodies were recovered from the river at Gajol Doba area and Jalpaiguri district last night. West Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose reached North Bengal to review the flood situation this morning. Talking to the media persons, the governor said specific studies need to be undertaken to mitigate disasters like the one that struck Sikkim. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on a Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. The Madhya Pradesh government has issued a notification for providing a 35% reservation for women in government departments barring the forest department in the state. The state government has introduced an amendments to the Madhya Pradesh Civil Services Special Provision for Appointment of Women Rules 1997 to give 35% reservation to women in the state. Earlier, Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also announced providing 35% reservation to women in police and other government jobs will be filled by women. Madhya Pradesh was the first state to introduce 50% reservation for women in elections to panchayats and urban bodies. The Enforcement Directorate ED initiated searches at multiple locations in West Bengal today, including the residence of State Food and Supplies Minister Rathin Ghosh. The searches are part of the agency's investigation into alleged irregularities in recruitments conducted by civic bodies in the state, as reported by officials. The ED conducted raids at 12 other locations related to the case. ED's allegation centers around the illegal recruitment of approximately 1,500 individuals by various civic bodies in the state between 2014 and 2018, allegedly involving financial improprieties. BJP today staged a protest against the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi following the arrest of AAP MP Sanjay Singh in the excise policy case. BJP leaders held a demonstration at Rajghat in the national capital, where party MPs and MLAs from Delhi also organized a prayer meeting at the memorial of Mahatma Gandhi to end the alleged corrupt rule of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Party MP Parvesh Verma said AAP leaders are going to jail one after the other after the liquor scam was unearthed in the national capital. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party workers also held protest in the city against the arrest of Sanjay Singh by the ED. Delhi Minister Atishi asserted that the party will continue its fight against the BJP and raise the issues of corruption. Union Earth Sciences Minister Kiran Rijiju visited the High Altitude Cloud Physics Laboratory at Mahabaleshwar, situated in Satara district of Maharashtra today. The laboratory is functioning as a branch of the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology in Pune. The center mainly studies cloud movements related to monsoon rains. During this visit, Mr. Rijiju inspected various departments of the center and learned about their functioning. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur inaugurated a two-day state-level youth festival organized by Nehru Yuva Kendra Sangathan in Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. Speaking at the event, the minister said that India's soft power has to be further strengthened and it could be done through sports, culture and cinema. Mr. Thakur said Indian athletes have made the country proud with their performance at the ongoing Asian Games in China. He called upon the youth to choose any one area like environment, education, health, cleanliness and drug the addiction and take a pledge that they will make every possible step to bring positive changes in that area for the next 25 years. On to sports now. At the ongoing Asian Games in China, India's gold rush continued in Hangzhou on day 12 as the country bagged two gold medals today. With this, the country's overall medals tally has risen to 83, including 20 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze. India is currently at the fourth place in the medal standings. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. In archery, India clinched the gold medal in the women's compound team event today. The trio of Jyoti Venam, Aditi Swami and Parneet Kaur defeated Chinese Taipei team in the final. In squash, top-seeded Indian pair of Deepika Pallikal and Harinder Pal Singh clinched a yellow medal in the mixed doubles after beating second-seeded Malaysian duo 2-0 in the final. In badminton, Aegis Pranoy entered the semi-final after overpowering Malaysian player Lee Ji Jia in the quarter-final. However, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu crashed out of the women's singles quarterfinals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian players for their outstanding performance at the Asian Games. The ICC Men's ODI Cricket World Cup 2023 kicked off in Gujarat today. The opening match between England and New Zealand is underway at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Put into bat, England with 12 for no loss in 2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and opted to bowl. Both the team are finalists of the previous edition, with England being the defending champions. India will begin its campaign on Sunday against Australia at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches several development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees at Jodhpur in Rajasthan, says these projects will strengthen regional economy, create new employment opportunities and give new energy to tourism sector. Prime Minister to lay foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 12,600 crore rupees at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh this afternoon. Madhya Pradesh government announces 35% reservation for women in government jobs. At Asian Games in China, India's medal rush continues with a gold medal in the mixed doubles event of squash and archery compound women's team event. Country's overall medal tally sails past 80. And in cricket, men's ODI World Cup kicks off in Gujarat opening match between England and New Zealand underway in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end the Midday News.